Hi, my name is Clark. I am a senior biomedical engineer. I'm an offensive lineman, and my one fun fact is Kevin and I are the leaders of the walk-on Twitter account because we are both walk-ons on the team.
Hi, I'm Kevin. I'm a senior mechanical engineer and also a linebacker on the football team. My fun fact is I live an hour away from school in Greensboro, North Carolina.
My name is Brandon Hill. I'm a junior mechanical engineer, and I'm a linebacker on the football team. A fun fact would be that I'm half Jamaican.
Before coming to Duke, what did Duke basketball mean to you? Did it mean anything?
I was never really a basketball fan growing up either, and I didn't really follow college basketball much, but I've learned to love it as I've been here.
Well, I always knew that they were very prominent in college athletics, but I was never really a basketball fan growing up, so it was interesting to see what it would be like when I got here.
I may give a better take on that. I'm from North Carolina and have been a Duke fan and Duke basketball fan my entire life, so a little bit different from these boys, but it's been much better and cooler experience now being a student here.
So I guess elaborating even more, what does it mean now?
Well, I've only been, I think, to 2 games since I've been here, and I'm a junior.
2 games as a junior.
Okay. Right. And one game I was mandatory, so I'm not sure.
Mandatory as an athlete?
As a football player, we had to get recognized. So.
Got it.
Came to that game.
Had to get recognized.
But yeah, when I mean, I watch the games on TV. I'm invested, but I'm not all in, per se.
I think it's a different atmosphere being an athlete, that a different vibe you get as a basketball player. As a football player, you're not going to look at Zion Williamson and say, oh, this guy is the coolest person in the world. That it's kind of a,
it's more of a, it's a different level of respect, I guess, or if it's even respect. Like, for us, it's more like, okay, like, he's a good athlete. I feel like for a lot of other people, it's more of like,
so is it because it's a competitive, like you're maintaining your football territory, or?
No. I don't know. I feel like there's a level of mutual respect that needs to like be maintained.
Yeah, we can't go around being like fangirls for Zion when we also play a sport, even though I really like him and it's been amazing to watch him play this year.
Do athletes hang out with each other? So there's the mandatory game that you had to go to, or got to go to, or had the privilege to go to. Do you hang out with the basketball players?
I would say we'll see them out, but I would never invite Zion over to my house.
Right. The only ones like we really hang out with are the ones that have been here for a while. You know, a lot of guys come and go pretty quickly, so it's hard to build like a relationship with them.
Yeah, the guys in our class we were friends with, I know we came in on the same day as like Luke Kennard and a bunch of other dudes, but he was a really good guy, and a friend of ours. But I'd say the Brandon Ingrams or Jason Tatum, they came for a year and talked to a handful of people and went on or didn't see too much of.
Have you ever tented?
Absolutely not.
No, we definitely cannot tent.
I would never. Yeah, no.
We definitely cannot do that, but they are nice to us for the not big games. They will let us in after the first 200 students, which is awesome. So like senior year, we've been taking advantage of that a lot more. I think we've been to 4 or 5 games this year, which is a lot more than we had in the past.
So do you think that you've missed out because you haven't? That's such a big deal, and part of the culture is to go to a UNC game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think it is possible for somebody being an athlete and a full-time athlete to sleep outside or spend your entire day outside when you have workouts, practice.
The soccer team did.
I would argue if there are any soccer players that are also engineers that did it. So the three of us may have a hard time doing something like that.
So that brings up a good point, though, the whole engineering part of this. So an athlete, an engineer, non-basketball athlete, so somewhat enjoying that culture, too. What does engineering mean? Can you share your favorite engineering moment?
Favorite engineering moment was definitely when Daniel wore our brace in the Virginia Tech game this year that we 3D printed for him. And that was definitely the coolest engineering project that we had done here with me and Kevin.
Can you elaborate for people that don't know what the brace that you did?
Daniel Jones, our quarterback this year that is hopefully going to get drafted in a couple weeks, broke his collarbone early in the season, and they needed a pad for him to wear over the surgically repaired clavicle. Our trainers asked Clark and I to 3D scan and 3D print this protective device that he would wear. And using all of the engineering skills we learned over the course of our curriculum, thanks to Becky and others, we were able to go through this incredible design process, and it really was like the epitome of my time here and the coolest project I ever did.
I would say that my most memorable time as an engineer here was in the 121, the 121 class, just because it was fun. It was very like integrated. I felt like I was actually, you know, it was less about like doing work and more about being creative and kind of being able to be yourself.
So that was favorite.
To answer your earlier question, though, my favorite basketball memory, I hope it hasn't happened yet because we have not seen a national championship. So hopefully this year that can change.
I agree with Kevin, but also we went to the UVA game this year and did like the normal non-athlete thing, and we had a great time and a big win this year.
So what was the craziest thing you saw in Cameron then, as far as fans? Either how they were dressed or acted.
I think in every time we touched, Clark took his shirt off. So that.
I think I did. Yeah.
So you were going to some games. How do you fit that in with the engineering curriculum, the football schedule, to games?
Now Kevin and I are only taking two classes, so we fit it in a lot easier this semester, and that's why we were able to do the UVA thing. And
yeah. Clark and I are also technically no longer athletes. We had our bowl game in December and haven't had a mandatory workout since, and it has been incredible.
So do you think that it would be nice having the Cameron crazy type
people at the games?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I would enjoy that.
Yeah, it would be nice, and it's definitely part of our responsibility to attract the fans, but there is, I guess, a little bit of jealousy. It would be nice to be the most well-known college football team, like Duke is the most well-known college basketball team, but...
You're getting there.
Working our way up, slowly but steady.
Can you elaborate on the number of hours a week that you practice? Put it in perspective. How many hours a week do you practice? How many hours a week do you spend on your classes, engineering?
So in season or?
In season and then out of season, if you don't mind.
In season, I say, well, we have like an hour and a half practice every day.
Yeah, but it's an hour and a half of meetings before an hour and a half of practice. It's like a 4-hour block every morning.
Right.
And then when you travel, you have... basically your Fridays and Saturdays are shot. So it probably is about 30 to 40 hours a week during the season. Then out of season, I'd say it's mandatory at 20,
right.
20, 25.
Pulling an all-nighter is not an option if you want to play the next day or practice.
You wouldn't make it.
Right.
You wouldn't make it.
I've never done it. I've never stayed up past 3:00 in the morning if we have something.
I told people in my class that I was up late last night doing homework, and they said, what time are you open? I was like, 11:30 or midnight.
But now you're also getting up probably earlier than most undergrads.
Yeah, during the season we get up at 5:50.
I would say that's earlier than most undergrads. How do you think the basketball culture, or the fact that Duke is such a basketball-dominated school, affects an engineering undergrad's experience?
I think having sports at any school really makes a college experience a lot more fun, and basketball definitely does that for this school and gives people a release from like really hard classes, which is a very good thing.
And is that because it brings people together? Is it the people that it's bringing together, or just having time away from the problem sets and the homework and the grind of the schoolwork?
I think it both brings people together, and it really, I don't know what else to say.
No,
Kevin?
I think you're right about the time away from
the schoolwork. No, I think you're right about the time away from the schoolwork and stuff. It allows people like a release, like Clark said. It gives you time like kind of away from all the schoolwork, away from the classes and the problem sets. And sometimes it really just be with your friends or really like invest in something else that's not school related.
So, and I was talking to students on Monday night, and they were saying about the Cameron Crazies, it's just this uniting to support athletes. They don't see it as when they're cheering for someone against another team, whether it's Syracuse or UNC, it's not that, oh, we're better than them or they're not good. It's more of we're just so excited about our players, so bringing people together. Do you feel like you have that in football too?
I think I kind of worry that Daniel Jones would walk through campus and people wouldn't even recognize him, if that answers your question at all.
Now I will say that probably some of the basketball players walk through campus aren't recognized. Do you think that happens?
No.
They are also much taller and don't wear helmets when they play, but still.
This is a good point. You know, someone's going to the game, so they're really going to recognize you. Yes. Have you guys been fan recognized?
No.
Definitely not.